little scenario I'd love your advice on. So this happened between two friends of mine. I didn't want to give my advice in this one because I like them both and I don't want to be in the middle of it. So I thought, you know what? This is actually better for the show. Okay. So one of my girlfriends, who I went to college with, super sweet, super cute. She's always talking about how the way she met her boyfriend, who's now her husband, it's like a rom-com. And she's always discussing like how they're adorable together and they have like these little mishaps and it's just so cute and adorable, like the way they met and he's so in love with her and she's so in love with him. And just every little perfect little thing as if she's describing, you know, The Notebook or some, you know, rom-com story. This is her first marriage, his second. Okay. Our other friend is the one that introduced them. So she knows him really well. And he said to her when he started dating the friend, he said, "I guess I like her. She's okay. She wouldn't be my first wife or my first choice, but she's really into my kids. She's really into taking care of me. She loves cleaning the house. She loves taking care of everything. Anything I need, she'll go and run and do. And, you know, I don't want to go to like a PTA meeting. She'll go, even though they're my kids and not hers." Like, it's almost having like a personal assistant who you don't mind having sex with.
Mm-hmm.
So to him, there's no rom-com here. He's basically settling for her because she's not his first choice, but it's his second marriage and he just wants easy.
Yeah.
So the question is, and it's really hard because the first girlfriend, every time she talks about like how happy they are and how adorable and this and that, we all know, or at least my other girlfriend and I both know, that none of that's true. Should we tell her? Should someone tell her? Should someone say, the life that you think you're living, he's only hanging on by a thread. He's only there because nobody better has come along. And then, of course, COVID happened. So it wasn't like he was looking. He's not going to cheat on her. He's one of these guys that like works all the time. He's very happy to have her just take care of his life, take care of his kids. Just do it.
Yeah. I mean, you don't tell her because she's living that fantasy. And why do you want to destroy that? Because
we both have discussed this with my friend. We both feel bad that it's almost like she's living a lie.
But she's not, because he's not cheating on her. He's not going anywhere. She's getting a great life that she thinks in her head is perfect. Leave it at that. Some people don't even have that. So
he's not that into her, though. She's like, "Oh, we're so happy and so in love." And we're like, mm-hmm.
No, at some point, I think it depends on how old you are. When you get to a certain age, I think you start looking at people like they're going to end up wiping my butt at a certain point. Who do I want to have take care of me in my later years?
Well, he's a little older and she's younger, so she's going to have to wipe his butt. Like, she's going to be the one stuck taking care of him when he's old. Like, now she's taking care of the kids.
She seems fine with that. She's the type of girl that will say, "Yeah, I'll do that." So he was probably looking for that girl that will have no problem doing that.
Yeah.
I'm with him. I mean, you're at a point where you just want your bills paid and your kids cooked for and dishes made. Or, you know, I don't want anything else.
Yeah, but he should be honest with her about that. He should be like, "Listen, you're awesome. We get along well. I'm not completely in love with you. So if that's what you're looking for, you should go find that somewhere else." Like, I feel like it's really selfish of him. Like, he's basically conned her into thinking that she's the one, you know? I know that she can do better. She should do better. She should be with somebody that truly feels the same way about her that she does about him. Like, she deserves love. She deserves to be in love. She deserves to have somebody be in love with her. So the thing about it that really bothers me, look, if she was one of my friends that was just like some bitch, you know, or some girl that like had a hard time finding men and finally found a guy, and the fact that he's even a little bit interested in her, like, that's better than nothing, I would agree with you. But I think she has a lot to offer. I think she's, you know, she's has her foibles like we all do, but I just think she deserves better. I think she's young enough. She could still find somebody else.
Yeah. I just think 85% of all marriages would end if everybody in that marriage was truthful with each other. I'm serious. You know, if you're going to tell your wife, I don't love you, but I like living with you, every marriage would be defunct.
But maybe we should go out there and find people that are better for us then. I don't want to be with somebody that doesn't want to be with me. If my boyfriend came home and he was like, I guess I'm kind of into you, I would be like, no, I need someone new. Yeah, I need somebody else.
I think it changes every day. Especially for you, especially for Joe. There's got to be days that he wants your head to fall off, and then there's days he likes being around you.
I have to say, for the most part, I know that my boyfriend really loves me, and I can tell by the way he talks about me to other people. Hmm. I've heard him on the phone. Other people have told me things that he has said about me. Yesterday, when we were out with this one friend and I was telling a story, Joe, not interrupted, but he chimed in to tell more about me and my side of the story. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, and she's does, and she's like, and she's this and she's that. Not about him. He wanted to, it comes across like somebody who really focuses on me and loves me and cares about me.
No, so, you're a huge pain in the ass for him still to be there. He loves you.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, and he acknowledges that. He's like, you're a tough sell and I'm still here.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Every day when we log in to do this show, I say, is Joe still there? Yeah. Wow. I lost that bet years ago.
Yeah, a lot of people did. A lot of people were like, this will be done in a year.
And I would have put huge money on that, too. I give it 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah.